North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com is brought to you in part by the Sylvan Street Grill and the Bradford Tavern, a great place to stop by while you're out on your holiday shopping this month. This is North Shore Today. It's Wednesday, December 16th. Moving right along. Hi, everyone. With Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell here on the program, and we'll update you on some of the news stories from around the North Shore and beyond. And also, we have some videos. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But, Rick, how's it going today?
Very well, very well. It's a little cooler this morning. Feels a little more seasonal. And great to hear you back on the air last night. You had a great game last night, Bill.
We did. We actually had a fantastic basketball game last night. And, you mentioned the weather here. Just for a second, though, the forecast looks like it's going to be a lot of sunshine today. But temperature is not even getting to 45. So 40, 45, somewhere in that range. And our basketball game, we did a girls game, and I looked at it at the beginning of the year. I thought on paper this could be a good matchup, and it was. It was a little slow start with Beverly playing at Lynn Classical and girls hoops last night. And then Beverly was down early. They came back, and they kind of hung on to a small lead. Then in the third quarter, they exploded. They had a 10-point lead. Classical came back, took a one-point lead in that game, and then Beverly was able to, you know, knock down some baskets and hang on in the end, and they got a steal right at the end of the game to seal it when Classical, was down by 1 point, had the basketball in the, you know, near the basket, not under the basket, but near the basket, and they had a steal. We have it all on the post there. We have the interviews with two players and Coach Stanchel, and for Coach Stanchel, that's his first win. He took over for Allison Flynn, who was there for 2 years, and he was an assistant last year. And we talked to him, just last week, I guess it was, over at Beverly High School. He was one of our guests when we went over there to talk with the coaches. So, anyway, you're right, a great win for Beverly girls on the road at Lynn Classical, and a really good game. Both teams played well. So.
Yeah, and you know the season. I don't know. It's sort of like fits and starts to me. It gets underway now. Then you got the holiday break, and a lot of teams don't get into tournaments, but a lot of teams don't play. So you know, and then. Really ramps up after the first of the year, so we will have a game tonight. We can talk more about that later.
Yeah, well, just one other thing, Rick. And there's actually some basketball teams that that are going to be playing. They'll have like five games in the next, you know, in the first 10 days of the season. So that's quite a few. So whatever. I'm sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. I'm just looking at Gloucester Times today. Interesting headline in the paper. A compact with the state will help better city roads. And then you read this thing, and it's an agreement that the city has signed to do better. and I don't see any funding amount here. The lieutenant governor was in town yesterday, and I didn't even know her name. Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito was in Gloucester, and it says that, let me see. The city of Gloucester takes up a complete streets infrastructure project next year geared toward improving access to sidewalks and roadways. It can look for help from its newly signed partner, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Governor Polito and Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken signed a community compact Tuesday, making Gloucester the latest of 78 cities and towns that now have agreements with the state under the administration of Governor Charlie Baker, and, of course, Polito. The agreements mean each city and town signing on to the voluntary partnership will adhere to the administration's call for best practices when it comes to transport. So we got to sign an agreement for that? That's not part of the deal anyway?
I'm glazed over. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. So am I. It's like, huh? So we have to sign an agreement to do the best we can in order to get any state funds. But there's no figure here from the state in terms of what funding it might be getting to these cities and towns. And I look for the money amount in the entire article. It goes on to page 4 as well. Couldn't find anything. So this is kind of weird. We'll have to find a follow-up on that one.
Hey, before we go too much farther, I just wanted to tell the folks what the videos were down below on our post here this morning. And here's what they are. There we have the we've been trying to put up a Christmas or a holiday song on the post every day, one or two of them. And today we have the Charlie Brown dance, the Christmas dance, they call it. So we have that, and that's kind of a classic thing. Remember where the kids, Schroeder on the piano, and they're all on the stage dancing around. So we got that. That's the classic, and it's the 50th anniversary of the Charlie Brown Christmas special as well this year. And let's see, the other one we have two other ones. My brother sent me this video, and he's in advertising, and it's a video on the images of Santa Claus that we have kind of I don't want to say nurtured, but as kids, Rick, you and I growing up, when we did, there's just images, photo images of Santa Claus in advertising and in the Coca-Cola ads that are kind of classic, and kind of the image that we have, so to speak, of Santa Claus. And so there's a short video news story on that. It's kind of neat. And then the last thing is, we probably should have had this video up yesterday because it was so nice yesterday. It was around 50, 60 degrees, something like that. And I'm just thinking, you know what we're missing? We're missing all that blizzard coverage. So we have a video of some of the great snow coverage from the blizzards of 2015 or whatever. So if you just want some raw snow footage, water crashing on the shoreline, snow blowing around, you got it right there. People trying to dig out, we've got that video just in case you're missing it right now.
Well, I have to tell my daughter about the Snoopy video, the Charlie Brown, because when she was little, she loved that when they were up on stage and the dog just puts his face up in the air and he's got his arms out dancing. That is a good one. And out west, Bill, I watched ABC News last night, and I guess out west is getting clobbered with snowstorm after snowstorm that we won't be getting at least in the next 3, 4, 5 weeks or so. So, yeah, glad you did that. I can't wait to get my shovel going and get I have to get my snowblower tuned up, get that ready to go.
No, I'm all set without having the snow for a little while. I'm good with that, to be honest with you. Maybe it's just my age. Maybe it's just getting to me. But just in case, I just don't want to hear from those folks that say, let's bring the snow on right now. You watch the video. There you go. But it'll be here before you know it. It was a remarkable winter last year in the sense that for our area, the snow came and it stayed for the whole winter, right? I mean, we never lost it. I mean, we had it for months. So in that regard, it's kind of remarkable for this area, where especially along the coast, where you often get snow and it often melts, and that just didn't really happen last year.
Yeah, what's changed is that stuff used to be up country and ski country. They didn't get a whole lot of natural snow, and usually on the coast we'll get some snow, might even get 6 to 8 inches, and then it'll rain on top of that, making it even more miserable. But it goes away pretty quickly. Yeah, so that was most unusual last year.
And it was, and despite all that heavy, snow, you know, amounts of snow, it wasn't really heavy snow for the most part. It was all powdery snow, you know, just about every single storm for the most part. Not too bad. Hey, Swampscott has passed some stricter tobacco regulations. So now I think there's a number of cities and towns in Massachusetts that now make it, you have to be 21 years old in order to purchase tobacco. Now one of those towns, and they've also prohibited smoking tobacco products on the beaches and in the parks in the town of Swampscott. And it kind of couples with a story that's in today's Wall Street Journal, which talks about, the headline is, teen cigarette use falls by half in 5 years. And let me just read just a short piece of this. Cigarette smoking has plummeted among high school students, falling 50% or more over the past 5 years, according to a new study in a government study sponsored at the University of Michigan. And let me see if I can skip ahead. A group of 10th grade students reported smoking cigarettes daily, down from 6.5% 5 years ago to 5.5% of 12th graders, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, it goes down, but it also mentions some anecdotal information that kids just are not smoking as much. However, marijuana is well. So, although tobacco may be down, there's marijuana use. So, it's whatever. So, just a quick.
Well, comment. I took a risk yesterday. I walked over to I was at the North Beverly Plaza, and I walked over to a shop I had to go into, and the clerk was outside smoking, and it was a young woman, probably in her early 20s, and she was smoking, sitting on the sidewalk, and she saw me come in, so she put the cigarette out and went inside. Of course, there's a trail of smoke behind her, and her breath smells of smoke, and a very appropriately dressed, well-coiffed, you know, attractive young woman. And you got this cigarette, the smoke, a smell just everywhere. And I said to her, I said, you know, you really have to, you got to cut those out. You got to stop smoking. And sometimes I really get a nasty, I don't know, I do that from time to time. And sometimes I get a very defensive, nasty answer from people, and I don't blame them because it's none of my business, really. But she was pretty cool. She said, "I know, I really have to. I've got to stop." So it is good to see how many people are getting educated, that fewer people are doing it, and it just doesn't make any sense to put nasty stuff like that inside your system. I never understood it, Bill. When I was a kid, my dad smoked 4 packs a day, a Marine, 4 packs, unfiltered. The smoke is everywhere. The scum is on the car windows and the house windows and so on. And I couldn't stand it, and I never did understand that. So it is nice, at least for me personally, to be able to go into a store or a restaurant or whatever, and it's pretty smoke free in there. That's the other thing too. Do you remember when they used to have smoking and non-smoking sections in restaurants? Like it really mattered.
Right. So, right. Yeah.
We'll take the non-smoking. Okay.
No,
that's a good thing. We're healthier. We're a healthier society now.
Yeah, it reminds me of a couple of stories here, and I know I've told a couple of these before, one of them before, but the funny thing yesterday, too, I was somewhere yesterday, and I can't remember where. That's probably the not the big part of the story, but I smelled cigarette smoke. But what it does is it's very rare these days. You don't do it.
And then
you pick it up when you do smell it. Oh, there's cigarette smoke. my dad used to smoke a half a pack a day. And he stopped. You know, we gave him a hard time back years ago now. So I didn't get a lot of smoke. You know, he would smoke very occasionally, a half a pack, and then he's at work or whatever. And so I would see him smoke, but not that much. And because a half a pack is not like chain smoking, I guess. I'm not justifying. I'm just saying I didn't get around a lot of smoke. So there's this one trip. I don't know how old I was. I wasn't real old, but maybe teenager, older teen, something or other. I get on a plane. And this is when you could smoke on a plane, okay? And I didn't know, I didn't really know what a smoking section and a non-smoking section was. I'd never been on a plane before. I think it was one of my first trips on a plane. Not a big plane either. So I think the stewardess asked me, I guess there is the seats in the smoking section. Are you okay with that? And I go, yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm good. You know what? You know, so I look around me and there's like, at the time, and older people, adults, and all normal looking people, and these are nice people, this will be a good trip, so the plane gets up in the air, and then what they used to have is this, you have your fastened seatbelt light and your unfastened seatbelt light, but they also I think had a smoking non-smoking light that they put on,
and still
do they okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, but the non-smoking light is always lit.
It's always lit. Okay. Well. Anyways, so the non-smoking light then went off. Okay. Everyone around me, you think about three rows up, across. So all of a sudden, you're in a group of people. I'm like in the last seat in the plane, the very back of the plane, and all of a sudden, the nearest 20 people to me light up. And I'm going, oh my, that was too much.
Yeah, well, I tell you, when we were down in Florida, there's a guy behind us, and a guy to the on the side of us started sneezing, and it wasn't.
Oh man!
You could tell it was. Yeah, it wasn't an allergy sneeze. And my wife, she takes her collar and puts it up over her face and nose, and we're laughing our heads off because you're in this tin can, and you're stuck in there with all these germs. And I'm not a germ phobic, but it's just too funny. So I remember that back in the days when you had the old garden, the Boston Garden, when people would light up in there with stogies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You couldn't even see the stage or the floor or the ice because of the smoke.
Well, there used to be a smoke haze in the buildings,
yeah.
and even at Fenway Park, you could see there would be a haze of smoke, around the grandstands, for everybody, Fred going to the game, he's lighting up a cigar, what the heck, and it was just standard practice, ball game, cigar, hot dog, so we've come a long way on that one, I guess. Wow.
Definitely.
And again, this whole discussion predicated on the fact that Swampscott, I think Thomas Younger had talked to us about that the other day, because I know I did talk to him about that, about that possibility that the Swampscott passing the regs for, again, raising the smoking age to 21, prohibiting it on beaches and public parks and other areas as well. So, all right, that's that story. Oh, what do we Do you want to jump to sports now, or do you have something else that we should? I'm trying to think what else.
No, I think that's it. I do want to mention we won't be doing trending now this week or next week. We're going to take a couple of weeks off. I need to regroup and get some things done, elsewhere with our business, Bill, and Josh needs some time off too. But we'll return that early in January. We'll return with that. But had some technical problems over the weekend, as we have mentioned. And those are cleared up, so we're back on the air. We have, I think, should be a pretty interesting game tonight. Phil Stacey was saying that in NEC hockey, Marblehead looks like they're the odds-on favorite, and they'll be playing Danvers tonight. And Danvers opened up with a really big win over Gloucester on Saturday night. And it was old-fashioned smash-mouth hockey that was fun to watch from a fan's perspective. And I haven't talked to Coach Jackson yet. Hope to get a hold of him today. But at 5:30 tonight, it'll be Marblehead and Danvers, that game at Salem State.
That's live video streaming, too, on that game.
Live video streaming for the second time. We did one live streaming last year, but this will be live video streaming. Andrew Nicastro, streamography.com, will be back, and check out Andrew's website. That's streamography.com. And, great place to see a game. Usually there are a lot of people at these games at Salem State, and I expect a full house here, during the holiday season between Marblehead, Danvers. First game of the year, I believe, for Marblehead, second for Danvers.
Well, I've been out of the loop, as far as winter sports for quite a while now with the old work. But I went over to Salem State to the O'Keefe Center yesterday for the first time, walking in the new part. I've driven by it many times, had not been in it. And that their new additions to that building are fantastic. I just love what they did. You enter it, and off to the left there's an exercise area, and that was being well utilized. They have a ping pong table, out there where a couple of kids were playing ping pong. This is college, folks. But it's a healthy aspect to college. And then you go down, and there's a little area where there's a few comfortable chairs and a television set. No one was watching TV, but it was there. And then, of course, that's all beside where you used to go into the rink. And the rink's pretty much the same, I guess. But there are some minor improvements, I guess. But we'll figure that out later. But I mean, it's just they've really done a really nice job. And I know they had space on one side of the building, but it looks really nice what they've done.
Scoreboards are cool inside the rink. But, the thing is, Bill, I was talking with Dr. Wiley, the president of Endicott, the other day, and it is true that some of the kids in the area don't appreciate Salem State, Gordon College, Endicott College, because we live here, and, it's in your own backyard. But these are great schools, and the facilities are tremendous. Salem State is getting better and better. And what I think is really cool is the fact that they do share some of their sports facilities with the community, and I think that's pretty cool that high school kids can skate in a college atmosphere environment, both now at Salem State but also at Endicott, and it's pretty cool. The rinks are terrific, and the fact that these colleges are involved in communities, it's a plus on their side, I think.
Yeah, and over at Salem State, they actually had another basketball court, and I can see the real need for that because they had one basketball court, and the Tuick Gym, but they on the new addition they have a basketball court up on the second floor, and so they do have more space like that. Of course, they could use that for other things as well, I'm sure. But then you wrap around, and the rest of the complex is very familiar to what it was for so many years over there, but. But anyways, it was interesting to see that. You talk about Endicott, Rick. Wow, the improvements that they or the creations that they have had, not necessarily improvements because they've added all these new fields in the last decade or so, the football field, the softball fields, soccer, whatever. They've just done a really nice job over there, too. And, of course, their facility is new with their gym and offices and so on. And the area, they're very similar in what to Salem State did in a way, but they, they have a place where students can go and kind of hang out and so on. So it was interesting to see. And I was, as I was going through it, I'm thinking, I can't believe I haven't been in here yet. But it's been that's the case.
Yeah, and we're back. And the last thing about Endicott is that it's how many college campuses have classrooms and dormitory views that sit on the ocean. I mean, you know, it's like being in a luxury hotel. It's really fantastic. So we're lucky to have all this stuff here in this region. But high school hockey tonight, I can't wait, Bill. Looking forward to it. Should be a great game.
And the other thing, we do have basketball on Friday from Lynn English High School. Both Lynn English and Danvers won their games last night, and both coming in at 1-0, and Danvers will be playing at Lynn English on Friday night right here on MSONewsSports.com. Well, Rick, I think that's it, huh? It seems like there should be something else to this show, but, I guess that's it for today.
That's it for me, brother.
So, again, check out on our website the posts, just to give you what they're all about. We have the Charlie Brown Christmas dance. That's pretty self-explanatory. The thing with the Santa Claus, the Coca-Cola commercials, or the art that was done with the Santa Clauses for Coca-Cola over the years, that's kind of an advertising piece. So if you're into advertising, marketing, imaging, and so on, interesting piece right there. And then, of course, if you're missing the snow, and, the stories are out now, Rick. Here, the stories are out. They're going to the snowblower places. You know, we're not selling snowblowers. We're not selling ice melt. What's up with that? Well, it's 60 degrees outside. That's probably why. But anyways, if you're missing the snow, we do have a video. It's 2 minutes of just snow, if you'd like that. So that's down below. So with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.